This inner awareness, which is sati or mindfulness, is very important. For we all know, sati is life. Without sati, you become heedless. So ability to be mindful, aware, is very important. And there are very important benefits that come along with it. First of all, is to enable us to be in a state of inner awareness to realize our true mind, so that we know without thought, we are just that awareness nature within. So the awareness nature within, after you have stabilized it, you will come to understand all things arise from there. It is from that nature that all our thought processes, all our aggregates of mind, they manifest from that. Yeah. But of course, you need the other supporting causes and conditions to allow its arising, to enable its arising. So the other supporting causes and conditions are our physical body. Our physical body is the sense spaces, the five basic physical sense spaces. We have the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, tactile, and finally the brain. So these are the six sense bases that can allow us to manifest the six types of consciousness, respective sense of consciousness that enable us to know the world and interact with the world. And this is how we become animated into a living being. So ability to be aware of all this manifestation and ability to see all this clearly is very important. Yeah, this is basic wisdom, basic understanding. Without this awareness to understand all this, we cannot understand the Buddha's teaching in its actual deep essence or meaning. The greatest of all delusion that actually manifests to entangle the living being is sakyadity, like the Buddha's teaching. He explained it very clearly. It is because of sakyadity or self-delusion that living beings entangle themselves and attach and cling to these five aggregates of form and mind. So deludedly clinging on to this five aggregates of form and mind is a cause of delusion. And the worst is to cling onto the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the thought process, which is the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind. The first aspect as a living being already is bad enough. This is the first delusion or inversion. Then after that, we believe these aggregates of form and mind, the first aspect as a human being, is real, exists, is what we are. So that delusion actually creates a lot of wrong view, leading to all the misunderstanding, conflict, suffering, and misery, even war or whatever. They arise from the mind. That's why the Buddha said, our mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. This refers to the mundane mind, the thinking mind. So this mind is the second aspect of the five aggregates of form and mind that we, living being, deludedly cling to. So when we cling onto it, we believe we exist. We believe there is a permanent unchanging entity that we can identify with and call it the human being or the living being. then this is the one that become like traveler in space and time, continuously taking rebirth. Due to avijja, ignorance, due to lack of understanding, we grasp, we cling, we hold to the 5 degrees of form and mind, then the whole samsaric process fall into place, and that's how we become entangled. Then we lost our ability to understand that this is not real, this is not what we are. This 5 degrees of form and mind, or the so-called living being and the mundane mind, is only a what we call illusion. It is not real. It is dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, not a permanent and changing entity, no reality. So ability to see this and awaken to it is the most important understanding of meditation. That's why able to break free from Sakkaya Ditti can awaken the living being and develop the wisdom to free the mind to a very large extent. So at least you can become a Sotapanna or Sotapan. So this is the first stage of sainthood, the awakening. Once you are already a Sotapan or beyond, then you are safe. Then the whole of the understanding and training become relatively easy and clear. Then life become meaningful and everything follow. So that's why we need to develop this awareness nature within. Yeah. So this awareness nature is what we call our meditative mind, or the awareness nature within. And when you can silence your mind and develop the ability to realize it, then this is also your true mind. Without thought, that is the awareness nature. It manifests by itself. In fact, it's all the time there. But because living beings are heedless, completely entangled and lost in thought, they fail to realize that they have another nature within, which is beyond the thought, beyond the mundane thinking, beyond the mundane manifestation of all the mundane consciousness that created the phenomenal world of form and mind, phenomenal world of consciousness. So this is how creation comes to be. With mindfulness, with awareness within, we're supposed to see all this and awaken to it. Then meditation becomes very simple. That understanding will liberate your mind. Then through mindfulness, you will continue to develop your understanding deeper and deeper and deeper. Then the whole of the transformation process will occur. Then after it happens, it will enable you to understand spiritual teaching, because this awareness nature or sati or mindfulness is a spiritual faculty. Once you develop it, it will stabilize and become samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi, you can continue to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And this is how you become enlightened. This is how wisdom frees the mind. Nothing else. Not all the fantastic meditation, no. Not all the psychic and all those things. It's purely wisdom, born of understanding clearly who we are, what we are. And what are all these so-called manifestations that arise through the consciousness? How from that nature, together with the sense basis and the sense data, they trigger off the 18 sense rhyme that manifests as consciousness, That's why it's called existent life. That's how the phenomenal world of consciousness come to be. So without the sense basis, without consciousness and the awareness nature, all this cannot happen. So understanding all this through sati, through mindfulness, is the most important. And that is why all this while, I try to teach you all how to develop sati or mindfulness. Not until the later years, the last few years, do I have the condition to straight away teach you how to develop it through the direct way, which is also the six patriarchs Huining's way. The first hallmark of Huining is to take you to realize your true mind, your silent mind. That's why he called it the first hallmark of no thought. When you can realize no thought, 无念的境界, then you realize your true mind, your true nature. And this is your awareness nature, sati. And this is the first thing that come out from our pure nature. Some call it the oneness nature, some call it the Buddha nature, some call it the original nature, some call it the source. Whatever name you give is not important as long as you understand what it is. But to understand that, we need to develop this sati. Then from there, we develop the understanding, the wisdom. Then with the wisdom, the mind realizes itself and sees. Then that nature become more and more stable, more and more stable, more and more stable. Until you can detect the gateway to that nature. And then only you can develop the inner transformation to finally transform until you can illuminate that nature. So the Bodhi mind that illuminates that nature is very beautiful, very powerful. And to reach that state, you are already very advanced in your cultivation. Only those who take the Bodhisattva way, they go that way. If you do just the sainthood way, no need. Just the first three support is enough. Relax, maintain awareness, and stabilize the awareness so that you are ever mindful, constantly meditating. Okay.